Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
Oh, hey, we're on that road!
We're the best of friends.
Insisting that the world be turning my way. And my way.
On the road again.
Yeah, we're on that road to Santa Clara. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. After
I've loved it, making music with my friend.
A riveting 10-7 victory. You know what? All jokes aside, that was an awesome football game last night.
Was.
What a win by the Philadelphia Eagles. They are 7-2. Let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. Hugh, the Eagles win a low-scoring defensive battle that made me feel like I was back in the late 90s. I was glued to my TV. That was an awesome NFC contender football game. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And you know what? I watched that game last night, and you know what? I came to the conclusion that defense is a necessity. Like that was an old school football game last night, man. I was sitting there watching that game, and my shoulders were hurting. Like, I was like, it was a beautiful thing to watch. Now, I know for a lot of people that don't understand football, I'm going to just say that. I'm going to go ahead and Brian Clark y'all early this morning. That don't understand football are not going to like that game, especially, you know, and it's not even a Ryan Clark, because I've talked to some of my contemporaries already, and they didn't like the fact, because of the star power that was on the field, they didn't really score a lot of points. But I saw some stellar defense being played, man. I could hear those shoulder pads popping from my television, like sitting in my front room, and I was like, that's old school football right there. That was 10-yard fight. Y'all remember the game? Y'all probably don't remember. Y'all too young for that. But for all the old heads out there, 10-yard fight was before Madden. And that was the game where you didn't do a whole lot. You just ran the football. You know, that's what that was last night. The running game wasn't paying huge dividends early, but they stayed with it. That was tough sledding. That was some old school football last night. That was some black and blue division football last night.
It was awesome. I loved everyone. Hugh, you mentioned Ryan Clark, but you know what last night was for? Last night was for football guys. If you love the game of football, there are 10-7 games sometimes are boring. That was not a boring football game. I couldn't.
We saw one last week, and that was horrible.
You're right. 10-7 to start week 10, Thursday night football. 10-7 to end week 10. It was, and it's not just because the Eagles won. That's obviously made us all excited at the end and for the game. But I loved that football game last night. The defense was outstanding last night. Jalen Phillips. Howie Roseman may have landed a true difference maker at the NFL trade deadline.
He was all over the place,
He was awesome. I mean, he was their best edge rusher. He was setting the edge. He was making run stops, forcing fumbles, recovering fumbles. He was everywhere last night. I love the way he played. Quinyon Mitchell, the defensive line. That was the if for the first time, maybe all year, the Giants came a couple weeks ago, but like against a talented offense, that reminded you a little bit of last year's Eagles defense, smothering on top of things, smarter than the other team. Ojomo calling out the play at the end. Awesome. Look, the offense last night, Hugh, was Obviously not very good. Now, that was the best defense they saw all year. That Packers defense could play.
That Packers defense was stout.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I saw last night, Joe. Now, a lot of it didn't come together like you wanted it to. But I feel like Jalen was more decisive. Even if it was not accurate, he was more decisive in some of the things that he wanted to do. Now, he took some chances with the football that he doesn't normally take, like throwing across his body and throwing he threw some dangerous plays. He threw some dangerous throws. But they were able to get the win. He got the ball out of his hands a lot quicker. That's what you want to see. There was growth last night, even though it might not show up in the stat sheet. There was growth last night. And like I said, that defense was a necessity last night. That was a physical confrontation. Yep. They played physical. They matched the Green Bay Packers physical. That was more physical than I thought that game was going to be.
You know what it was? It was one of those nights where it was so tight, so close. Every little play mattered. And the there's something about this Eagles team here where they have a knack for making big plays in big moments that the other team doesn't make.
Look,
I don't think Jalen Hurts played a very good game last night. It wasn't horrendous. He didn't lose the game. He didn't play his best game. We've seen his best games this year. That wasn't one of them.
That's fair.
But that throw to Devontae is a big-time throw, right? That touchdown pass and that whole drive is a big-time drive. The play by Saquon. Again, Saquon last night, you look at his numbers, it's pretty pedestrian. Less than 3 yards a carry. But that catch in the flat and the swing pass, Hugh, and then the spin move he made, that's where you watch and you're like, you know what? The Eagles just have more special players than most teams. And those guys seem to make a play to win a game.
Man, listen. Last night, pads were cracking. Like I said, that was old school football. It was fun to watch because Saquon knew a couple of those holes that weren't there.
Yep.
He just had to burrow. He just dropped his head and he just took what he could get. And he muscled his way through. Same thing with the Green Bay Packers running back. It was some real hardcore running last night. Hardcore.
I used the right word or the right phrase, black and blue. It was an awesome game. The Eagles came to play last night, and in the grand scheme of things, it's a huge victory. You know, they put up the graphic before the game on the chances to be the number one seed, which really, if we want to get back to the Super Bowl, we're on the road again. We want to go to Santa Clara, Hugh. The number one seed is the way to do it, right? Home field advantage, one less playoff game. It's a huge advantage. And the Eagles' chances jumped from 13% to 31% to get that number one seed by winning last night. It's not over. Nothing's clinched. They got a long way to go. But that was a difference-making game for the Philadelphia Eagles. So the good last night was how much fun it was. The good was the defense. The good was the clutch plays by the offense. We're going to get to the other side in a second. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to hop in here. And we do want to say, before we get all caught up in the reaction, Hugh, it is Veterans Day. So we want to wish our best to all the veterans
Salute
out there.
Salute to those who serve,
yes,
man.
Yes, absolutely. Well said.
Much appreciated.
It absolutely is. We thank everyone out there who has been part of the armed forces and has served. All right, Hugh, so the game last night, we're aligned. I mean, I had so much fun watching that game. It brought me back to my childhood, or teenage years.
Watch. It was. It brought me back to when I played, because like I told you, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't tell you all the colorful language that I was using, but you could feel that. You felt that energy. N'Kobe Dean, man, like, he's a special player. He might not be one of the healthiest or the biggest guys, but it's something about him in the middle of that defense where he's a difference maker. He's a big-time difference maker, man. And, you know, he plays with a fire, and he plays bigger than what he really is. It was one when he had that interception, well, not the fumble, you could tell, like, Jordan's a big quarterback. And N'Kobe was fighting to get him down, and, you know, Jordan's trying to get the ball out of his hand and everything. And for them to have that play, like, they play special all the way around, man. Jalen Phillips, he looks like he's gonna be a problem.
Oh, he could play.
You know, Nolan Smith being back in there. Yep. Shout out to my man BG getting his legs underneath him, man. It's hard. Listen, it's hard sitting down. You know, when your mental shift and go out there and play football. Yep. But hey, man, shout out to BG, man, for being out there. I think he got like 6 or 7 plays. Yeah, it's going to take a while for him to work his way back, but shout out to BG, man.
Defense was awesome last night. It reminded me of last year. Vic Fangio was on top of it. He completely destroyed Matt LaFleur. All right, so now that we have run through all the excitement and the reasons we love watching that football game and a victory and the better chance to get the one seed, it's a great night for the Philadelphia Eagles, a great morning to be here in Philadelphia. Can I just ask one question? Yeah. What the hell was Nick Sirianni doing at the end of that football game?
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
I got to ask the question.
Wait,
did Odyssey spring for an elephant?
No.
Do we not address the elephant in the room?
Hold up. Hold up. It's 10:09, man.
I can't wait.
No, wait a minute.
I
gave you 9 minutes. What the hell was that? All right. Let's unpack it. Fourth down, 27 seconds to go. The ball on the Packers 35. Okay, the Packers have no timeouts to go.
None.
It is a field goal game. The only chance the Packers have, and we watched their offense the whole night struggle to move the football.
They were sputtering. Yeah.
The only chance they have is to get the ball in field goal range at a manageable field goal. And Nick Sirianni and the Eagles offense decide to throw a bomb on fourth down and give the ball back to the Packers on the 35-yard line. It was a ridiculous decision. Not even defensible. It was a ridiculous decision. It gave the Packers life. And if McManus didn't have a bad quad, he shouldn't even be playing. He's hurt. The Packers kicker. They might have gone to overtime for no reason. That is a clear punt. It is a clear punt. And even if the ball goes in the end zone, and I know that's a weird part of the field where a touchback is probably likely. I mean, you could take the delay a game, give the Braden Mann a little more space, but whatever. Even if it goes in the end zone, you are taking 15 yards and making them have to go 15 extra yards with no timeouts. Hugh, it was one of the most ridiculous end game decisions I have ever seen a coach make. There was no reason for it. Hugh, what were you thinking as you watched that? Because I sat there by myself, you know, late at night in my house. I'm looking around. I'm like,
"What the hell are you doing?
What the hell is going on?"
Now, I will say this. In the moment when it happened, I was like Troy. I was perplexed because I'm thinking, okay, 20 some seconds left on the clock.
Yeah,
is you want to kick? Like, if you kick it, the worst could happen to go in the end zone. They get on the 20.
Right. So
they still have to march down the field.
Yes, and that would be 15 yards. You'd pin them back further.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
No timeouts.
Your 27 seconds, two, maybe three plays, maybe, but you're still not in field goal range. I was thinking, okay, your defense is playing well. I'm trying to workshop it. Defense is playing well. You got a lot of confidence in your defense, but that's a lot. That's a big ask. That's a big old ask at the end of the game for them to put them in that situation. I didn't understand it.
Well, no one did. And then it got worse when I heard the explanation after the game. Can we hear Nick Sirianni after the game talking about that decision?
Again, in that moment, you know, we made the decision to go for it in that one. Don't regret that at all. Wanted to be able to end the game. Play didn't, you know, we didn't work. It didn't work this time. Sometimes that happens, and you know, but I got a lot of faith in sending those guys back out there in those scenarios. You know, I had a very similar one, you know, that we're all high-fiving about against Cleveland last year, right? Very similar. Very similar that we went vertical on, and Jalen made a great play. Didn't work this time. Had a, you know, in a four-minute mode, kind of similar-ish to the Minnesota game. So, you know, when they work, you know, they were high five. And when they don't work, you're going to go back and say, hey, was this the best thing that we should have done in this particular case? And we'll be hypercritical of ourselves there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, let me quickly take everyone through what he's referencing there, because he tried to explain this away, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't remember those situations.
What do you mean?
So he mentioned they had a similar situation against Cleveland last year. No, they were up 20-16, 2-minute warning, 2nd and 11 on the 48, and they threw a bomb, caught, and they were able to take the knees and end the game. 2nd and 11 is not the same as 4th down when they have no timeouts left with 20-something seconds to go.
He misremembered.
Well, yeah, I guess he did. Well, we could go back and look. He also referenced the game against Minnesota a couple weeks ago. That was a 3rd and 9. On the 44-yard line with 1:44 to go. Again, trying to ice the game. This is a 4th down play. The only hope they have is to get in field goal range, and you gave them extra field position for no reason. I mean, that was a ridiculous thought. Ray Dittinger said it very well this morning on the morning show as he reacted to the win and that decision by Nick Sirianni.
What was it Voltaire said? Common sense isn't that common. You know, I mean, I think that was a case of that. I mean, there is no decision. You punt it.
Yeah.
And you make them drive the long field against a defense they haven't been able to beat all night. I mean, that's what you do.
Totally.
I don't care how many times Nick tries to explain this, and I don't care how many different ways he tries to explain this. It was a dumb decision.
Well, I mean, completely well said by Ray Dittinger. He could try to give me 50 games he's coached where he's had similar situations. One, I don't even think it's true. Two, no, it was ridiculous. All right, your reaction, everything last night, 215-592-9494. Was it an enjoyable win? It was for me. It was for Hugh. I'm glad to have Hugh Douglas back. It's been years since this guy appreciated defense. He now does. And your take?
I appreciated that last night. That was fun to watch.
Isn't it nice to be back?
That was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. Jalen Phillips go out there and do his thing. It was fun to watch N'Kobe Dean play that old school linebacker. N'Kobe, if you listen, he just looks so little, like he looks like Mighty Mouse or somebody, but because he's out there, he's not the biggest guy, but he's creating havoc.
He's a player.
And it was great to see, man. That was some old school football last night. The pass was singing last night.
Nice
and it was cold.
It is nice to have a football player back on the show. We missed you. All right.
I'm glad that Hugh gets to stay in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
I know.
We can start giving him his sacks back.
You know what? We should present him maybe
I tell you.
We'll wrap them like for a Christmas gift. Yeah. We'll give you your sacks back.
That was fun to watch, man. That's what football is about.
Yes.
Like, you know, all that high scoring and all the other good stuff. Nah. That's the kind of football games I like to watch.
Until there were 27 seconds left and we decided to go for the 4th down.
that
I don't know
crazy.
What the hell that was. All right, 215-592-9494. For your reaction to it all, including the Sirianni decision to go for the 4th down. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles get to 7-2?
So I also really enjoyed the game. And I went into yesterday saying, you know, I said it was a must win. Mm-hmm. Get the win by whatever means necessary. So I didn't need it to look pretty. That wasn't a style point spot right there. You had a desperate Packers team, who is good, by the way. While overrated, they are still a tough, like a good football team. That defense probably going to end up being the best defense that we see all season long.
I agree.
You're on the road in what's historically a tough place to play. It's Lambeau Field. It's prime time. It's cold. Like that's a huge win. I don't care what the score is. Holding the Packers to 7 points was awesome. And granted, the offense shot themselves in the foot a lot of times. I didn't think Hurts had his best game. Sirianni didn't have his best game. Kevin Petullo didn't have his best game. But, like, man, you take it. A win is a win. And I almost, like, I love watching football games where when my defense is on the field, I'm excited because I expect them to make a play. And Jalen Phillips, like, man, it really feels like how he did it again with the Jalen Phillips thing.
Yep.
That dude plays with his hair on fire. Nolan Smith back, like, he's so violent off the edge. I just love watching Nolan Smith play. It feels good to have a defensive line that feels dominant again. So I was just happy to get the win. Until, like you said, where I was wondering at a certain point if it was going to be my last night on earth when I choked when Nick Sirianni kept the offense out there on the field at the end of the game. It's an indefensible decision, and I really pray today that nobody tries to defend that lunacy.
Well, it's indefensible.
At the end of the game.
It's indefensible.
It made no sense. I still can't wrap my head around
it. There was one way for the Packers to get that game to overtime. One, and that was to give them a shot at a field goal. And again, I understand it's a weird part of the field, and it's probably going to be a touchback. It's tough to get the pin there and the ball not bounce in the end zone. Those 15 yards would have been crucial. They got a field goal attempt off because of where the Eagles gave them the football. And that was a 64-yarder. It would have been the longest in Lambeau Field history. The only reason they even got a 64-yarder off is because of where they were allowed to have the football. It was indefensible by the head coach of the football team. That was insane. And I agree on Jalen Phillips. How he did it again, it reminded me a little bit of 20. You know, how he hasn't had a lot of hits with these midseason trades, but Jay Ajayi in 2017 was a hit. And I remember Jay Ajayi's first primetime game on the road in Dallas. He had like a 71-yard rush. He ran for 90-something yards. And it was like, man, this guy's going to help. Like, this is a big difference maker on the road to winning a championship. And I felt that last night watching Jalen Phillips. Let's get everyone's reaction. 215-592-9494. The Eagles are the number one seed right now in the NFC, thanks to a win last night. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP.
Happy Veterans Day, man.
Happy Veterans Day, Chris. Man.
Yeah, first of all, let's start with that. I want to give a shout-out, wish all my brother and sister veterans out there a happy day. Enjoy your day. I'll be heading up having lunch at school with my daughter this afternoon. So let's start there. But let me move. Second shout-out here. Guys, this is how you be a good father. You and Joe, there's a guy that's usually at a lot of the events with me, the Klondike Cates and Chesapeake Inn. His name's Brett. Well, Brett, like a good dad, took his son out to Lambeau Field last night and got to watch that slugfest old school defensive game. So shout out to Brett and Brogan that were out there for the game representing the Birds. But guys, your topic here, I loved watching the game, as if you can't already tell. Hugh, all of us fellow graybeardsmen, you know, we understand that this is really football. Like, when you get out there in an old-school backyard brawl, man versus man, just punch another man in the mouth until somebody falls, that's football, man. That's what we all love. And if whoever didn't like that last night, you know what? You're soft. I don't have time for you. You don't appreciate anything. So, but it took me back, guys. I had a flashback. One of my most memorable games as a child, 1984, I was 7 years old, and I watched the Eagles slugfest against the Cardinals. And there was a great Eagle that was a rookie that played in that game, and it forever cemented my fanhood in him and the Eagles, and that was Reggie White. So the other topic here, man, the cold weather definitely affected some game decisions last night, because Coach Nick, he needs to go see the Wizard, okay, because his brain is frozen like a solid block of ice after that game, like an iceberg. So go see the Wizard to get a new brain, Nick, because that was just stupid. But, guys, I'm going to close it out with this, because I am super, super fired up, because he's back, baby. He's back. We got our Eagles Hall of Famer back in studio, back in the city, back in Philadelphia. This one is for you, Hugh. D-O-U-G-L-A-S. Mr. Douglas, Mr. Defense is back. Hall of Fame, Hugh. Let's go, Hugh.
H-U-G-H. Douglas.
You couldn't wait.
You Douglas.
No, it man, was that nice was a having fun. You back.
No.
Where were you for the past couple of years? I mean, you know there was an imposter in the studio that used to tell us defense a luxury, not a necessity?
Because, let's be honest, y'all.
Well,
how many times have we seen games like that in the last 10 years?
Not many. And if usually they're unenjoyable. Last night was an enjoyable, because the defense actually was good.
When you talk about defense, okay, let's go back a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
To the, what was it, the Raiders.
Oh, the Thursday night game.
The Thursday night game. Let's go back to that game.
That was bad football.
There was some decent defense being played, but there were so many offensive miscues on both sides of the ball, you couldn't appreciate it. Last night was one of those games where, you know, if you want to be real, there were some offensive miscues, but not as many. And you saw some hard hitting. You saw some precision plays being made. You saw a back-and-forth affair. Like, both of the teams were threatening to score, like, the first five possessions, and they couldn't score.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the difference. And then, not only that, you saw cats out there playing with their hair on fire. Jalen Phillips played like a man trying to get paid. Like, played like a man who has been rejuvenated, coming to a new team. He was a dead man walking down there. in Miami.
It's, that's why it reminded me of the Ajayi thing in 17, because he came from Miami. It was a bad team.
Yes.
And you, sometimes you see that a guy comes to a team in the race, and they are just shot out of a cannon.
And he's out there playing. He was so wild. And, like, he's on the ground. He's fighting to try to make plays. It was just exciting to watch him play. Him and N'Kobe Dean, Jalix Hunt, like that whole line, man, they played cohesive football. And on top of that, they were locked in.
That front seven felt like a Super Bowl front seven last night.
In last night, man. You don't get to see games like that. I will even go back to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl didn't look like that. It was a one-sided, lopsided affair. That game last night was 10-yard fight. Michael Parsons out there running folks down.
I mean, he chased Jalen all night.
He was chasing folks down. He was on one. Like the kids like to say, he was on one last night. Demon time. That's what they say. They say demon time.
It was a great football game.
He was on demon time.
It was a great football game. 215-592-9494. Eagles get the win 10-7 in Green Bay. I thought it was a really great game to watch. I didn't even look at my phone for 3 hours. I was just like locked into the TV. What a night for the Eagles. Let's react to the win. And we'll play the montage from last night, how it sounded right here on WIP. Plus, the decision at the end of the game. DeVonta Smith had a very interesting comment on that after the game. You're not going to want to miss what DeVonta said about the Eagles going for it on that fourth down. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.